Now, from County Galway to County Clare, and the Cora Finn woman who carried the Olympic torch in Italy this week as part of a long relay leading up to the Winter Olympic Games in Milan and Cortina next month, where Ireland hopes to have a team of up to six people taking part. She's Regina McInerney, and she's with us now from Italy. Morning, Regina.
Good morning, Gavin. And hi, how are things?
I should point out, McInerney, no relation to Sarah. You are, in fact, my cousin, and we're fierce proud of you. How did you get to be an Olympic torch holder?
Yeah, so in general, like normally the host country opens up the application process maybe a year or 18 months beforehand. So it's really just an online application where people can apply online, or you can be like nominated by your school or by your organization. And I suppose in parallel to that, there will be like competitions run, or maybe the official partners or the official sponsors of the games will actually select some employees to send to select them also as torchbearers. So everybody fills in the same application form, really. And I suppose the emphasis is on the values you can bring as a torchbearer. So the emphasis is on like passion and talent and energy and respect. And it's all about bringing people together and being inclusive and how sport can inspire like the world. And I suppose people think in general that the people carrying the torch are all former athletes or former Olympians, but in general, it's really just ordinary people telling an extraordinary story.
So Tuesday was the big day and a very cold day. Take us through what happened.
Yes, so my slot was on Tuesday the 6th, which actually officially marks the midway point, because the torch run started on December 6th in Rome, and it's going to finish on February 6th, which is when the games officially start in Milan. So, and it was also Nolle Gnamon as well, so I was kind of proud of that it was definitely something I'll remember. And so my spot was a town just south of Bologna. It was called Cesena, with a population of maybe like 100,000 people. And this is the first time they've had snow actually on the relay route. So, you know, in Sicily, it was like 22 degrees, whereas it started snowing quite heavily that morning, like at 5 a.m. So, the conditions underfoot were a little bit tricky, a lot of slushy conditions. So myself and the other torchbearers were all just a bit worried about maybe slipping. I mean, you only have to cover a distance of 200 metres, so it's not that long. But
you
snow,
walked, yes?
A little bit longer. Yeah, we walked instead. And so I suppose we were just told to be at a certain location, which happened to be the football stadium of this town. We all had to meet there. We were given like a uniform, which was like a white beanie hat. And we actually had to wear gloves as well, because the torch can get quite warm. And it's in general, it's like white trousers, like ski trousers and a jacket. And yeah, there were 16 in my relay. And then we just jumped on a shuttle bus. I mean, some of my friends asked me, was there like training the day before on how to hold the torch? But it was literally all on the morning of our relay run. So we were just given a briefing again, how to hold the torch the correct way. And we were brought on a shuttle bus, and each individual person got their own individual torch, because the first person has a lighted torch and then they actually have to light your torch. So everybody gets dropped off at 200 meter intervals. And
so I saw the pictures, Regina, and we saw a very short clip of you on the 6-1 news last night. It must have been a fantastic experience.
It was. I'm still kind of pinching myself and wondering, did that actually happen? but it was just amazing to just be part of it, you know, that to think that you're kind of one cog in this wheel of getting that flame just closer to Milan, you know, considering it started out in Greece, and that you're actually part of this piece of history, really. And it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
Also, like, it will never be repeated again in my time anyway. And there's like 10,001 torchbearers, actually. Mm. And it covers a distance of 12,000 kilometres. So it's a kind of phenomenal when you think about the statistics, really.
A day to remember. Regina, thank you very much for speaking to us about it. We're very proud. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks. That's Regina McInerney speaking to us from Italy, our Olympic torch holder. It's 10 to 8.